some other passages as well. But let's start here in Proverbs chapter 6. I will mention, in case you don't know it, if you know somebody that is sick and has missed church on Sunday morning, starting 2 weeks ago, we've been putting the Sunday morning messages on our website, so they can actually listen to the Sunday morning message on the computer now. I went back this week after I was feeling a little bit better, and I listened to Pastor Mike's message last week, and I've got all kinds of critiques to give him when he's... No, just kidding. But we started that just a couple of weeks ago, so if you go to the church website, Danny puts it on a little after church or something. So anyway, so it gets put on each week now. All right, Proverbs chapter 6, we're going to begin in verse 6. It says, "Go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise, which having no guile, no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep?" Let's pray. Father, we ask your blessing now upon the preaching and the teaching of your word. We pray, Father, that you'd speak to our hearts and help us to understand the lesson that you have for us this morning. Guide us into the truth through the workings of thy Holy Spirit. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Today we have a great deal about CEOs making millions of dollars each year. And we hear from many who think it's bad for a corporation to pay people so much money. Me, the only thing I feel bad about is that I can't find a corporation dumb enough to pay me millions of dollars each year. But the truth is, we live in a country that has a lot of good paying jobs. But I want to talk to you this morning about the worst paying job in America. And you know what that is? Idleness. Idleness. Now, why is this the worst paying job in America? It's because if Christians waste each day that God gives them, they're going to discover that they have no eternal rewards when they get to heaven. None whatsoever. And while this may not seem to be a big problem for them down here, it certainly is going to be a big problem for them up there. Because even though they are in heaven, they will have no crowns to cast at the Savior's feet in appreciation for all that he has done for them. You see, crowns are earned by serving Christ and living for Christ after he so graciously saves you from your sin. And the truth of the matter is that these precious days that God has so graciously given us are a gift, and they must not be wasted. As Christians, one day we will be in heaven, and we will not be able to come back to earth and work for him and make up for lost time. And so we've got to do what we can while we can right now. But for some reason, many have chosen to take these precious days God has given them and just waste them. These folks remind me of the story of the panhandlers, Jose and Carlos, who would not work a day in their lives. The only thing they do is stand on the side of the road with a piece of cardboard in their hands, holding up a sign for a handout. However, Jose drives a new Mercedes, lives in a mortgage-free house, and has a lot of money to spend, while poor Carlos only brings in $2 or $3 a day. And so Carlos says to Jose, "How can I bring home a suitcase full of $10 bills every day like you?" "Well," says Jose, "look at your sign. It says, I have no work, I have a wife and 6 kids to support. Now look at mine." And Carlos looks at Jose's sign and says, I only need 10 more dollars to move back to Mexico. Now, I have to admit, when I first heard that story, it was Giuseppe and Luigi was moving back to Italy, but I figured there were a lot more Italians I could offend here than Mexicans this morning. But my point is that each day is a gift from God that money cannot buy. And let me ask you something. How would you feel if you gave someone a valuable gift and they just threw it away? I mean, absolutely threw it away. I don't know how you would feel, but I know that if this happened to me, it would upset me greatly. And I think God is very upset with people that he has put here on earth who waste practically every day he gives them. That is, he has given them health so they can do the job he has for them to do. He has placed strength in their body so they can do the job he has for them to do. He has given them skills to use for him. But they just waste these things every day. And I think God is very disappointed in those who live a life of idleness. When I think of people like this, I think of the man that worked hard all his life. And when he made his will out, he wanted to make sure his hard-earned money was not given to some lazy person who wasted every day God gave them. Well, of course, he eventually died and his will was read. His attorney gathered the entire family for the reading of the will. Relatives came from near and far to see if they were included. The lawyer slowly opened the will and began to read. It said, to my hard-working cousin Ed, I leave my ranch. To my hard-working brother Jim, I leave my money market accounts. To my hard-working neighbor and good friend Fred, I leave my stocks. And finally, to my cousin George, who always sat around and never did anything but wanted to be remembered in my will, I say, hi, George. Now, again, allow me to say there are many good paying jobs in America, but the worst paying job in America is idleness. To live an idle life is to not live a smart life. It's just plain foolish. And God shows us in the scriptures that even an ant has enough sense not to waste his life. And this morning, we want to look at the problem of a life of idleness. And first, let me say this, idleness is sin. Idleness is sin. Someone said, some people will do anything to be able to do nothing. And that's absolutely true. And what these idle people don't realize is that a life of idleness is a life of sin. Now, why would idleness be considered a sin? Turn in your Bibles, please, to the book of James. James chapter 1. James chapter 4, excuse me. James chapter 4. Once you get there, look at the very last verse of the chapter. It says, therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. God's word says that the man or woman, and we're talking about Christian man or woman, God's word says the Christian man or woman who sets around each day knowing there's some good that they can do for God or do for others, but instead they just sit there in their idleness, they are sinning. They are sinning. It's because God does not put strength in our body each day for us to waste. God does not give us healthy bodies to waste. And God does not give us days and weeks and months and years to waste. There is much to be done for the Lord. And this is especially true for believers when it comes to the work of soul winning. That lost world out there is going to a devil's hell in a handbasket, and yet many who claim to know Christ won't even lift a finger to do anything about it. They will not take the strength God gave them and use it the way God wants them to get out there and be busy about sharing the wonderful news of Christ with others. How many remember the commercial that was done by an actress named Sally Field, where she did the Boniva commercial? You remember seeing that one? In that commercial, she would say this: "I only have one life and one body." And then, of course, she would go on and she would talk about how she takes this medication to keep her bones strong so she can function each day. Well, the truth is, we all just have one life and one body, and we should use it every day in the service of the one who has given it to us. God's word says that when we know we should do something that God wants us to do, you know, something that God has given us the time and the ability to do, and, you know, something in his service or in the service of others, if there's something we know that God wants us to do and we do not do it, it is sin. It is sin. Now, you know as well as I do, we live in a lazy society, and a society that encourages idleness. Just think about it. We used to say, you know, when parting from each other, we used to say goodbye or so long. What do people say now? Take it easy. Take it easy. No, we don't need to take it easy. We need to get busy serving the Lord. We need to be like the little ant. There is much that needs to be done. Idleness is sinning in the sense of failing to do the good that God wants us to do. In Galatians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10, our Bible says, "Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially them who are of the household of faith." Idleness, you see, is sinning in the sense of failing to do the good God wants us to do. And can I be honest with you? I don't know too many Christians who go about doing so much good in our day and age that they could even get close to becoming weary in well-doing. And yet, we should be doing so much good that it's at least a possibility of getting weary in well-doing. But unfortunately, a lot of Christians live their life running on idle. Idleness is sin in the sense of failing to do the good that God wants us to do. Now, the second thing I want to point out to you is that idleness is stealing. Take your Bible, please, and turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Once you get to 2 Thessalonians 3, we'll start at verse 7. "For yourselves know how ye ought to follow us, for we behave not ourselves disorderly among you. Neither did we eat any man's bread for naught, but wrought with labor and travail night and day, that we might not be chargeable to any of you. Not because we have not power, but to make ourselves an ensample unto you to follow us. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat." Now, let me say this. Stealing is a major problem in our society. For example, did you know that thefts from hotel and motel rooms have now reached over $500 million a year. Most hotel managers just now expect one out of every three guests to steal something from a motel room. As a matter of fact, you'll find this interesting. Last year alone, 4,600 Bibles were stolen from New York City hotel rooms. I've been thinking all week long, is that a good thing or is that a bad thing? I mean, if the thief takes the Bible and reads the Bible and it changes his life, I guess that could be a good thing. But the poor Gideon society, they got to pay to replace all of those Bibles. So I'm not sure good or bad there. But my point is there are a lot of thieves that steal from motels and hotels. But listen, there are a lot of thieves right in our churches that do a lot of stealing each day. Because in a sense, you might say God's our employer. And you know, when an employer hires someone to do a job and the employee doesn't do it, that employee has stolen from that employer. And just like that, God has something for us to do every day. He gives us the strength and health to do it. But if we take the strength and health that he gives us and we don't do the job that he has for us to do, then we have stolen from him. Now, in our society, people, you know, will work hard most all of their lives, and when they reach retirement age, they stop. And I'm not preaching against retirement this morning. That's not my point at all. But what really concerns me is the fact that in the Lord's work, many Christians seem to retire decades before they reach 65. God has given us time and talents and treasures to use in his service. But instead of using him in his service, many folks just take those things and they waste them. They sit idle in the work of the Lord without seemingly even having any idea that they are stealing from God. Idleness is stealing. So here's a question for us this morning. Are we making the most of our time for the Lord? You know, we're given 168 hours of life every week. Do you know what impact the church could have on the world if every believer in Christ would just tithe on their time? Just give one-tenth of their time to the Lord. The effect on the world would be astounding if every believer spent 16.8 hours a week serving the Lord. But you know what? Unfortunately, in our day and age, most Christians, if they're lucky, give 1 or 2 hours a week, and that's about it. And that is really, really sad. Idleness is sinning. Idleness is stealing. And then let me give you one last thing here. For lack of a better word, trying to keep with the letter S, idleness is snooping. Snooping. You'll see what I mean. Look at verse 11 here in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, 11. After it says, "Your man would not work, neither should he eat," the next thing we read is, "For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies." Generally, people who have too much time on their hands are always snooping around, trying to dig up things in the lives of others. You can go into any church in America, and you know what you'll find? You'll find that the ones who are doing the gossiping about others are people who are idle, who are doing nothing in the Lord's service. They might sit in a pew on a Sunday morning, but then they do nothing else for the Lord, and then they complain about the people who are doing something. You've heard it before, an idle mind is the devil's workshop. And this has proven to be true many times. Remember, King David was known as a man after God's own heart in the Old Testament. But one day, when he should have been on the battlefield, he was living a life of idleness on a rooftop, which led to lust, deception, adultery, and murder. The truth is, if a life is filled with doing the work of God, there's no room for the devil. That's why the Bible says in Ephesians 4:27, neither give place to the devil. That is, we're to recognize every day as a gift from God and not waste it. We're to spend time each day working for Him. So many people have lives that are just empty. And the reason they are empty is because they are not fulfilling the purpose that God has for them. Serving God is where you find fulfillment. And once again, God gives us each day a healthy body and strength for that body. And then God expects us to do something with the life that He's given us. Someone has said, lost time is never found again. And that is true. And as Christians, we need to really think about that in light of the fact that Jesus is coming back again, and it could be any day. We need to think about that. Back when I was a kid, I used to listen on the radio to Dr. Charles Fuller and the old-fashioned revival hour from Los Angeles, California. Now, when I was listening to Dr. Fuller as a kid, he had already passed away years before that, but these were reruns on the radio of the old-fashioned revival hour. And Dr. Charles Fuller used to often end his program with this. He'd say, the days are dark, the work is great, the time is slipping away. So whatever we think of doing for God, we had better do it today. Amen. We're to be busy, not idle, in the Lord's service. The worst paid job in America is idleness. And it's going to be sad for a lot of Christians when they get to heaven and they've lived their lives in neutral and they have no eternal rewards. Idleness is sinning. Idleness is stealing. Idleness is snooping. One time somebody asked John Wesley, the famous Methodist preacher from many years ago, about his philosophy of life. He said it's this: do all the good you can, in all the ways you can, to all the people you can, for as long as you can. And you know what? There is no room in that philosophy for idleness. Idleness is not God's will for our life. God's will is found in the words of the Lord Jesus in Luke 19:15. He said, occupy till I come. That is, be busy. Be busy till I come. So here's my challenge to you this morning. Real simple. Don't let your life idle in neutral. Put it in drive and get busy for the Lord while you still have the opportunity. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the word of God this morning and for the challenge.